Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Thomas Charles Longboat was born on the Six Nations Reserve on June 4, 1887. A member of the Onondaga Nation, his Iroquois name was Quaguegee, which means everything. The family lived on a small farm, and everyone had to help with the plowing, harvesting, and caring for the animals. While chores kept him busy growing up, Longboat always found time for fun, sometimes sneaking away from his work to play lacrosse. And now in Blackfoot.
Thomas Charles Longboat. It's a book of me, Binabuksanik Sinitita Beaks. Anukam, June 4th, 1887. Ich tu to the Anindiga. Ginixi, then ich tu to the Binchka Samansta Gawengi. Ganestutsin. Nixu to the Bimixitapo, the Gianixi. Opkimini Maya, Gilditskatia. Mansi.
In the spring of 1905, 17-year-old Tom Longboat entered his first competitive race, the annual Victoria Day 5-mile race in Caledonia. He didn't win the race, coming in second, but the experience sparked him to begin training and improve his strength and endurance. Longboat raced in the Hamilton Herald Around the Bay race along a 19-mile course. While he was on the starting line, no one there had ever heard of him. By the time the race was over, everyone had taken note of the newcomer, who finished the route almost 3 minutes ahead of the second-place finisher. In 1907, Longboat set his sights on the premier running event of the world, the Boston Marathon. Longboat was one of seven Canadians entered in the race, with 104 total runners. He won the race in record time, beating the previous record by 5 minutes.
Genuchmutus, 1905, and 8 months to stream, 17 years old. Tom Longboat, it's a chintz in his gilmkukskatsia. Ginnochgamwi, Ninawaki, Utikusigumstan. Nisidusk scoop me udagukskats at stoopy. Nigammi tinkadub Caledonia. Matamutsakadum near Tibukskatsini. Nisay as Isay boot dua. Gustusudamuktukaki. Longboat, it's in Sianix's Kitikis cakes and no stoots the peaks, Canada. It's in Sia. Kakaita Pia, 104, Oxka 6. Itumutsaka do my Geni Sudam Itzakumua.
With the Boston Marathon under his belt, Longboat's next big challenge would be the Olympic Games, to be held in London, England, the following year in 1908. The day of the Olympic race was hot, and the runners faced a route longer than many of them had ever run before, 26.2 miles, lengthened so the royal family could watch the start of the race from Windsor Castle. Longboat was running in second place when, nearing the 20-mile mark, he collapsed and had to leave the race. His first professional race was in New York Madison Square Garden, where he won the race even though he was unaccustomed to running on an indoor track.
Give me Boston Marathon, so don't talk to me. So, that means it's a boot to one. Olympic Games. Mim it is Pamukhtse, London, England. Gyumi, 1908. Genu da kukska sextuna tsuksestuye. Gyukse piukska siksi sutami pihtsi nyu da kukska satu puhai. 26.2 miles. Namu itse pihtsi niksi anniksi niina vaaki pukeksi na niina vaaki makitsi niissa from aamu. Kiamu jutsi tapu. Utsi toupihpua Windsor Castle. Kina long boat. Itse puuttua kiumi toukska sinne itse pistukui. Itse puuttua ni utukska sinne. So damat sitten siun kentin kadu. Pinaput, New York's Madison Square Garden. Hino muuta katumai.
Longboat joined the war when it was declared in August 1914. He continued to run in his role as a dispatch runner, taking messages between posts when communications were down. He also ran in competitions and exhibition matches set up for the armed forces. When he returned home after the war, he did not return to professional racing. He lived his life in relative obscurity, working for the City of Toronto before returning to the Six Nations Reserve. In 1949, Longboat developed pneumonia and passed away at the age of 61.
Longboat, so the matitans, no doubt, August 1914. Someone stokes got so gummy, nidensk denske, a pukes got sadomi, I domats katomia, nistia, nixkaks, nixke, a sinakia. So the matitans, Niksi avoa kootsiiksi. Kyllä teissä kuutapa tohko kootsiissa, niin matskitsin sivat sun teipiuksi kanssa. Sitä minä mainitsin toopiu. Minä itsin ikätu Toronto. Ineitsikä kai kyllä minä uhtuu sitä piispi. Kyllä minä 1949 itse siistumi. No muunakasi. Itu matskohsi.
Today, the legacy of Tom Longboat lives on. In 1951, the Tom Longboat Trophy, still administered today by the Aboriginal Sports Circle, was established to recognize excellence in sport and physical activity among First Nations athletes. Longboat has been called the greatest marathon runner of all time and one of the greatest Canadian athletes that ever lived. In 1955, he was inducted into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, and in 1960, he was inducted into the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame.
Kennoksesta koi sudamitsi on kehtaa jakua. Itseni puutsi puutsi hemmiksi tukskamiksi ukskeipi ukskassa. Siksi mahkoo muuta katuussa. Kennok 1951. Mahka itsen saa auksneikki katuumia. Matan sen katu itse tapiaapi Aboriginal Sports Circle. Mahkatteistut siissä, että jumma keipiukska siksi kaksika neitä piksi epiukska siksi. Kenok nää aamai, Tom Longbone, istukka nää ja kuak juksi, niitä sitä piksi epiukska siksi. 1955. Sutamatsitsin iä kuva, niitä sitä katu Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. Kenok 1960. Sukatsitsini puutua Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame.